Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system and lymphatic system detoxification for over 25 years, and an amazing thing happens when we activate the lymphatic system. It reduces the buildup of cellular waste and inflammation, and many health problems improve. And today, we're going to be talking about how to help heal cosmetic surgery by improving the lymphatic system. If you've had cosmetic surgery, you can help how you heal by improving the lymphatic system to reduce inflammation and edema, which is swelling. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard of craniosacral therapy by Dr. John Upledger, visceral manipulation by Dr. Burrell, and visceral manipulation is we gently release the organs because they become tight and spastic from acidity building up in them. And then what really moved me the most was lymph drainage therapy by Dr. Bruno Ciccoli, and every system in your body is maintained by your lymphatic system. We're a cellular being, and every part of your body is made up of cells, and the lymphatic system maintains the cellular environment. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, which was published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. And this is something that every single one of us needs to understand. Understanding this missed science, I developed body work called Lymph Practic. We're all used to chiropractic. We now have to get used to new work that we have to maintain our lymphatic system. I use Lymph Practic in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up my clients' lymphatic system to boost their immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. Over a few sessions, over a few weeks, Lymph Practic, my clients feel more relaxed in their body and mind and less congested. And their problems, they get better. It's not, magic. This is the real use of science. We ignore the lymphatic system, a system in our body that's meant to clean us, and we need to understand this in any aspect, especially when we're having cosmetic surgery. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. Everyone needs to know how to have a healthy lymphatic system so they can have a healthy and happy life. Taking steps to improve your lymph flow can benefit most health problems and help you heal and recover faster. In the U.S., with cosmetic surgery, very few surgeons understand the benefits of receiving a few lymphatic drainage sessions after surgery. If you receive surgery in Europe, most probably that day or the next day, you're getting some gentle lymphatic drainage session just to open up the area or around the area to reduce swelling. If you've just had surgery, having a few lymphatic drainage sessions or self-draining your lymphatics can make a big difference in how you heal after surgery. During surgery, the lymphatic vessels and microcirculation of blood vessels are cut and compromised. This limits the lymphatic system's ability to clear cellular waste like fibrin from the surgery site. This buildup of cellular waste can limit circulation and healing of the surgery. We get inflammation. So when we have compromised lymph flow, this can create excess swelling in the area, which can lead to inflammation and infection. This can open up stitches and interfere with healing. I have seen this numerous times. Clients come into me after cosmetic surgery with stitches that have popped from inflammation and swelling. And often it leads to keloid scarring, which we'll talk about, or heavier scarring. And we want to avoid heavy scarring. So the lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to maintain your skin, your muscles, your bones, your blood vessels, nerves, and brain. So research has shown that it could take between 7 to 10 days for the lymphatic vessels to become reestablished and functional, meaning able to work after surgery or trauma. And the regeneration of lymphatic vessels is complete after 14 days, meaning a few days after surgery, you want to get some type of lymphatic drainage. You want to also do some deep breathing. You want to do a little bit of movement to help move your blood flow and lymph flow. And this makes a difference. We just don't want to sit in bed. That can limit your healing. So lymph drainage sessions can help lymph and blood vessels to reestablish and reconnect. So a few days after surgery, you want to receive a gentle lymphatic drainage session to open lymph nodes and vessels near the surgery site. We really, a few days after surgery, we want to avoid the surgery site. We don't want to put any undue pressure on the site itself. But we can definitely work away from the surgery site. That's what's nice about the lymphatic system is we can work anywhere in the body and create flow and not go near the surgery site. But it will still help create flow and reduce inflammation. If it has been a few weeks or months after surgery and you are still having some edema, which is swelling or discomfort, a lymphatic drainage session can still help to create little tissue channels. Again, it may be too late to reestablish all of the lymphatic vessels that were cut. You know, some may have established. But we can definitely, after doing a few lymphatic drainage sessions, we can create what is called tissue channels. And what this is like, do you ever go to the beach and pull a stick through the sand or your finger through the sand and make water go through it? Well, that's that same thing. As we create flow through your body, as we activate your lymphatic system, areas that don't have very good flow because of damage or surgery, we can create tissue channels, meaning we're still going to pull fluid through those tissues and it's going to flow where it, again, can flow best. So even if you've gone past the 14 days, even if it's been months or even years sometimes, we can still create flow in that area by creating little tissue channels. Before I talk about how to help cosmetic surgery with diet and supplements, I help clients who have heart disease, stroke, chronic pain, cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling, and who need pre- and post-surgery lymphatic drainage. In my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use sessions of lymphpractic work I develop. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce damaging inflammation, which, again, inflammation is really the buildup of cellular waste in the body. And when you go for surgery, you're going to have more cellular waste. Your body's trying to heal you. So you want to make sure we include some type of lymphatic drainage or something to help your lymphatic system. And most importantly, my work, lymphpractic, makes you more relaxed in your body and mind. And I hear this from clients all the time. They come in stressed, and by opening up their lymphatic system, which helps the lymph-brain connection, they feel less anxiety. They feel better. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype, and check out my life-changing, on-demand, virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. People all over the world have taken this course, and it's really simple. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. This is something we all need to know how to do, whether you've had cosmetic surgery or not. Our health depends on healthy cells, and the lymphatic system maintains our cellular environment. If you're planning to have surgery in the next few weeks, pre-surgery lymph drainage sessions or manual lymphatic drainage for yourself can help a few weeks before surgery. It prepares the tissues by enhancing lymph flow to bring fresh blood and oxygen into the tissues. This also helps to detox cellular waste and fibrin. Remember, fibrin is like a yarn. It floats around little pellets in your body, and once you get cut, it also gets produced every day to coat your blood vessels a little. But once we get cut, whether it's a paper cut or something serious like surgery, our body produces fibrin, and it becomes like yarn in your body. And it doesn't just go to the surgery site. It goes to your underarms. It goes to your neck. It goes to your brain. And we don't want this to happen. We want to help get the body to, again, metabolize this and get this out of the body. So we really, you know, I've heard from a few people who tell me that they were going to plan on getting, you know, a lymph drainage therapy session with me, or maybe getting massage from a massage therapist, you know, the day or two before surgery. And I explain to people that this really isn't a good idea, because I know that when you have a massage or a lymph drainage therapy or even taking Epsom salt bath, you're going to be more toxic for the next day or two. So we don't we don't want to go into surgery being toxic. And that's what some people do. They'll take a bath the night before, they'll get a massage the day before, thinking that's going to help them, but it's actually making them a little more toxic. So we really want to avoid any type of lymph drainage therapy or massage, you know, maybe for 48 hours before surgery. We want the body to sort of be able to normalize its circulation. So depending on the severity of the surgery and if there were no complications like infection, and again, if you have infection, we don't want to do any type of lymph drainage therapy until you're on some type of antibiotics or something for the infection, some type of care, you can have a gentle lymphatic session or begin to gently drain your lymphatics 24 to 48 hours after surgery. But it should be very gentle. This helps to minimize inflammation, infection, and speed recovery. That's what happens when we improve the lymphatic system. It speeds a healing. We can stay away from the surgery site, right? If you've had breast implants put in, if you've had cosmetic surgery on your eyes, we will stay away from those areas, maybe drain near those areas, but we can still create circulation by draining close to those areas, by improving the lymphatic vessels and nodes, get them to flow better around the surgery site. So we want to avoid keloid scarring, and to me, keloid scarring happens when clients are a little more acidic and their lymphatic system isn't working, because the lymphatic system has to pick up this inflammation and fibrin that can create keloid scarring. Keloid scars are basically heavy scars, you see, that get thick, and this is occurring because lymphatics, there are many different reasons that you'll see, but to me, it's because the lymphatic system is not able to clean that area and reduce the scar tissue. And sometimes if you had scar tissue for many years, you can do some lymph drainage therapy and some systemic enzymes, which we're going to talk about, and that may help to reduce scar tissues. So lymphatic drainage is important, but your diet after surgery is also important, right? So we can't just get surgery and still eat a lot of acidic foods because acidic foods are going to stop your circulation. They're going to limit circulation. And when you limit circulation, you're going to limit healing. You may get more keloid scarring. So a little bit before surgery, you want to start including more fruits and vegetables. Limit grains, meat, bread, coffee, tea, sodas. All these things can, again, make you more acidic, and this is going to limit your body's ability to heal because it limits your lymphatic system. So a couple of weeks, we want to clean up your diet to improve pH, because remember, when our pH is more imbalanced, we give up waste easily. So we want to just think about cleaning up, and it's something we need to do normally, but when you're having surgery a few weeks before, you definitely want to start cleaning up. And especially afterwards, you want to eat light. You want to allow your body to be able to heal. We don't want to eat heavy meals right after surgery. You know, have some soups, have some cooked vegetables, things like that that are going to help improve pH to improve lymph flow. Try adding a few days of raw vegetables and fruits after surgery. This way we give our body, again, time to heal. Hydrate your body. Water is very important. And depending on the severity of the surgery, low-dose systemic enzymes starting 24 to 48 hours after surgery can help to reduce inflammation and edema. Systemic enzymes are very important to really reduce edema and improve healing. We want to supplement with magnesium. Magnesium is so important to balance pH in the body. If you're having a lot of acid reflux after surgery, try a half of a teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of baking soda in water on an empty stomach and flush that with more water. Balancing the body's pH helps improve lymph flow and healing. It's so important when we're having cosmetic surgery. There's an acid alkaline food chart on my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. And next Thursday's show will be on how to help anxiety, and this is very important for many people who have anxiety, with lymphatic system detoxification. I'm going to explain new science that they found how reducing cellular waste in obese mice stopped their anxiety. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life and how you heal after cosmetic surgery. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Take a deep breath.